Good morning. It's Thursday, August 20th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, the U.S. national debt has crossed a staggering $40 trillion. Treasury figures show the total reached about $40.05 trillion on August 18th, more than doubling from just under $20 trillion a decade ago. Heavy government spending under both Donald Trump and Joe Biden, along with rising interest payments, has driven the increase. The Congressional Budget Office says debt could reach around $64 trillion by 2036, while the current debt ceiling stands at $41.1 trillion. Meanwhile, the yield on 30-year U.S. government bonds briefly climbed above 5.3%, increasing borrowing costs for Washington, businesses, and households. Oxford economics analyst John Canavan said the Treasury's efforts may provide some relief, but are unlikely to offer meaningful long-term relief given the scale of the debt. Another news. In Washington, thousands of National Guard troops are patrolling the streets, but a Reuters review finds they rarely intervene in serious crime. Around 4,500 soldiers are currently deployed in the Capitol, exceeding the city's roughly 3,200 police officers. Yet Reuters found the Guard was mentioned in only about 1.3% of criminal cases filed over a year. Soldiers were more often involved in minor incidents, including shoplifting, fare evasion, and public disturbances, and largely patrolled wealthier and safer areas. Reuters found no court record evidence of Guard involvement in neighborhoods where about 82% of Washington's murders occurred over 5 years. The administration says the deployment has reduced crime and improved quality of life. Critics question its effectiveness and cost, with the deployment projected to cost $1.4 billion through 2029. Around the world, Ukraine is facing another deadly night of Russian missile attacks. At least 8 people were killed and 33 injured after Russian strikes hit Kyiv and surrounding areas early Thursday. Apartment buildings and warehouses were damaged, while rescue crews searched through rubble and pulled survivors from collapsed structures. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said a children's hospital was damaged, while parts of the region lost power. Romania also reported that a drone entered its airspace near the Ukrainian border before crashing in an uninhabited area. Poland said it launched defensive air operations to protect its airspace. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia has launched more than 1,550 attack drones, 1,560 guided bombs, and 62 missiles across Ukraine over the past week. Diplomatic efforts to end the war remain stalled. Another news. Tensions around the Strait of Hormuz are widening across the Gulf. Iran's armed forces have warned Middle Eastern countries against assisting the U.S. military, saying any support would amount to participation in Washington's operations. The warning came hours after the United Arab Emirates announced it was suspending all trade, commercial exchanges, and financial transactions with Iran until further notice. Iranian Armed Forces Chief of Staff Ali Abdullahi said Gulf states should be aware that Tehran was monitoring military activity at regional bases. The UAE has also accused Iran of launching ballistic missiles toward the country, although it later said the missiles were directed at shipping. The developments follow the collapse of a framework U.S.-Iran deal aimed at reopening the Strait of Hormuz, a vital global energy route. The waterway remains a major flashpoint. Another news. A deadly mining disaster has struck the Central African Republic, highlighting the dangers of unregulated gold extraction. At least 100 people were killed after a landslide buried miners at the Zamboy site near Babua, close to the Cameroon border. Hundreds of artisanal miners were reportedly working at the illegal operation when part of the huge open pit site collapsed on Tuesday. Local authorities said the final death toll remained uncertain as rescue teams continued searching the site. The public prosecutor believes several underground tunnels collapsed, triggering the landslide, and has opened a judicial investigation. Cameroon said at least 4 of its citizens were among the victims. Opposition figures blamed poor safety standards and illegal mining practices. Similar deadly collapses have occurred in the region this year, underscoring the risks facing miners working outside formal regulation. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.